Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
St. Patrick's Day. Patrick was an amazing man of God who I want to tell you about for our adventure in creation today. Matthew 28:19. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Over 1600 years ago, between the late 400s and the mid 500s after death AD, a young man was stolen by Irish pirates from his family in England to become a slave shepherd in Ireland for over 6 years. Patrick was so angry at his captors, but as he worked with the sheep, he drew closer to God. That reminds me of King David as a shepherd boy. His capture brought him closer to God by praying continually while living out in God's creation with his sheep. It is said he fled his master, found a ship, and went back to England. He found a wild pig while his group was traveling from the ship to their homes, and that saved them all from starvation. He gave God the glory, and the group with him was greatly touched. Patrick returned to his home and asked his father if he could go to college to become a priest. When he received his education in priesthood, he returned to Ireland with a hope for the people there who believed in the Celtic religion, and so they could be freed through the power and sacrifice of Jesus. He went as a missionary and became the first bishop of Ireland, a pastor, and recognized as the founder of Christianity in Ireland. As a captive, his heart broke for the people of the ancient Celtic religion based on many gods and magic practices. When he returned to Ireland, he told the people the truth about Jesus. Many became believers. Many more priests and pastors came to Ireland to help and share the good news about Jesus with the Celtic Irish people. Patrick was a believer who felt love for his captors and went back to them to share the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for Patrick, the young man whose heart you touched as a prisoner in Ireland, who returned to them to preach the good news. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.